Kyle Thompson wears many hats: Vermont musician, artist, DJ, and podcast host. And he's about to add another title to his resume: board game developer. Thompson hosts episodes of his podcast called Threesome, featuring Vermonters talking about three songs from their life that hold emotional connections, songs that transport them directly to certain times in their life or specific places, memories, and moments the second that they hear them. Well, the conversations that evolve can be deep, emotional, uplifting, joyful. So Thompson turned it into a game, and he's here to tell us more about it. Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. So you're creating a board game. Tell us what it is.
I've been doing this podcast called Threesome, where I interview Vermonters, and we talk about three songs that in their lives they come across, and it brings back an instant memory. And we talk about the story behind each. Well, what has kind of come out of that is many of the people kept sending me messages saying, hey, we love the show. We're sitting around the dining room table tonight. We're all talking about what our three songs would be, and we're having these amazing conversations. My sister said to me, just kind of in passing, it would be cool if you could come up with like kind of a Cards Against Humanity type game where the card deck is these different music prompt questions about what's a song from your childhood that still resonates with you and why, and what's the song that was definitely played at your first junior high dance, and all these different feeling, relationship, emotional song questions. And you would just sit in this circle with friends. And I started to just like map this out in my head and blueprint, like if I was going to do this, what would it look like? What would it feel like? And then I sent an email to like 20 of my most creative friends. And I got connected with a company that prints and makes these games. And we're doing it. It's going into production.
What do you hope comes of this game, Drop the Needle?
I think most importantly, and what everyone is really relaying to me, is like this is something that the world needs right now, is one, getting people in the same room and speaking to each other and not being on their phone, but two, a positive meeting of the minds and sharing of emotion and human connection. I think people are going to have such a blast playing it, and I just can't wait to get my hands on the original first box when I open it. It's just going to be like, you know, I don't have children, but it's going to feel like my first kid, you know? So I'm really excited about it. It's just a really cool thing that just literally came out of my love for music connection and music stories and starting this podcast that I had no idea would lead to this.
Yeah.
And I think it's beautiful that it has. And I'm so lucky and honored. I'm at the age now where I start to think about when I'm no longer here, what do I want to leave behind? And this is something I can leave behind that people can enjoy for decades and decades.
And
it's going to be awesome. It's really, really cool thing. And I'm so excited about it.
And Kyle, for the first pack of questions, you mentioned that you had sort of tapped your creative friends to come up with the game questions themselves. Can you share what some of those were? Like, what was your favorite one that people submitted for the Drop the Needle music game?
One of the best ones that I got was, if divorces were celebrated the same way as weddings, what would the We Are Family song be of a divorce party? Which I think is hilarious. And all my friends are divorced, so I can imagine the like grimy breakup songs that we're all laughing about, telling stories. Like I just imagine everybody playing this game when I'm reading these questions and I'm laughing so hard. Like it's going to be so fun and just like uniting and connecting.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about this music game called Drop the Needle.
Thanks so much.